Day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the Holy City of Makkah to the Blessed City of Medina, equivalent to 21st day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyah Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyah Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque. Between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan continues from the last verse of Surah Al-Fatih. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Elokene, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us. We are streaming live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU. Zara.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كذرع أخرج شطأه فآذره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الذرع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيمهم في وجوه من أثر السجود ذلك مثلا في التوراة ومثلا في الإنجيل كذرع أخرج شطأه فآذره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الذرع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما الله تبارك وتعالى is saying telling us yesterday whether you believe, you don't believe who allazi arsala rasulahu. He is one who sent his messenger. Bilhude, with this guidance, wadin al-haq, and with the religion of truth, lizrul ad-din kullihi, that he should take this religion to surpass every other religion. Wakafe billahi shahidan, and Allah is enough as a witness. If the non-Muslims want to witness, fine. If they don't want to witness, fine. If the whole world say they don't witness, Allah enough is enough as witness. Whoever you are, whatever you're witnessing, you are a finite quantity. Allah is infinite. There is nothing comparable between finite and infinite. Wakafe billahi shahida. Allah is enough as a witness. Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammadun, this name, like we said, is derived from Hamd, to praise. محمد محمود وأحمد حامد عليه الصلاة الله ما طهر القلب. When you hear Muhammad, it means the one that should be praised. If you praise him, it's for your own good. If you don't praise him, it's for your own peril. Allah says that's his name and Allah is praising him. This Muhammad, you these people, Meccan people, you this Quraysh, you these Arabs, why are you not the one that named him As-Sadiq al-Amin? Why are you not the one that say he is different from his youth, since at his youth everybody knew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was giving birth to, but he became very significant a figure even at his youth. Every youth is known at that time to go and rear animals for some profit. He was known to also go to rear animals like other youths, but they never saw him having this behavior of childish behavior with children. He was standing out to the extent he was never seen playing with children when they go to play all the normal place that all children play. And when children at night go to witness the pagan worship, he has never been seen to be going to witness pagan worship. He himself, he said, only one day he wanted to go and witness. And as he went, by the time he got there, sleep overtook him. He did not wake up until sun in the morning woke him up. Allah did not allow him to witness. Nobody has ever seen in Mecca the bare naked body of the Prophet, which was something that is uncommon. So when they are having to carry load, particularly when the load is plenty, like stones when they were building Kaaba, everybody would normally remove his dress and put stones in it because they can't carry, it's too heavy for them to carry on their shoulder. That day, he too, he wanted to remove his dress and he heard a voice saying, your nakedness, and he did not remove it. This same man, all of you know him, that he was so truthful, you keep your precious properties with him to keep for you. Even his parents, all of you are also aware that they were not like other parents. Everybody in Mecca knew the biography of the father of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullahi, how he was supposed to have been sacrificed by his father, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, because of the dream he saw. Yet, finally, he was not sacrificed. So he's not somebody that is not unknown to you. If you are asked to choose in Mecca, did you have anybody to choose? This is why all of us will have to be very careful. This ta'assub, or tribalism, or nepotism, is kafir kibah in the real sense of it. It's denial of Allah. You are saying somebody that Allah has put the qualities to lead. You don't want. You said, I want my tribe. No, I want this person from, when it's in your tribe, it's in your state now. No, I want my clan. Where is in your clan now? I want my family. Why can't you say you want what Allah wants? Why can't you say you want what the Prophet wants? That everybody will be at peace. That's why we are having bad leaders today. We are having bad leaders because we ourselves, we are not honest with Allah and the Prophet in what we want. You want an honest person to lead you. If you have a position to give job to people, you take dishonest people because they are from your tribe. You want not to be cheated, but somebody that will cheat the state, you employ him. You Meccans, you Arabs, didn't you know Muhammad? Was he not praiseworthy? Why you not the ones praising him, calling him As-Sadiq al-Amin? Allah said, that is the person he has chosen, Rasulullah. To be his messenger, that's what he has chosen. Just like you don't want somebody who is dishonest, I want to choose somebody who has impeccable character. Just like when you are looking for a wife, you want somebody that is beautiful, I want to choose somebody whose handsomeness is of no question in anything, any part of his body or the whole of his body.
You want to choose somebody that when you see him, he is approachable. Me too, I chose a prophet who is comely. Seeing him is enough for you. Look at the prophet. Look at his charisma. Look at his handsomeness. Look at his disposition. Look at his own body. And look at his character. What is it in it that none of you will have wished that if you are asked to choose a person, this is the worst you choose? Allah said, he is the one I choose. Rasulullah, he is the messenger of Allah. But let me tell you, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Those that are with him will take his own character too. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, those that are with the prophet will also take his character. مَنْ جَالَسَ جَانَسَ. Whoever sits with a person, the habit will get into you. If you are with the prophet and you make sure that you are with him, La maharata, no doubt his character will enter you. And you soon people will think that, are you his child? And what's the character of the prophet? We have seen here how he stood firm when everybody's mind was on how can I serve Allah best so that I'm asked, said to be the best. He's looking, what does Allah want me to do? His attention is on Allah. And what is this? Ashiddaw al-kufari. They are strong in the face of deniers of Allah. They are firm and strong. They will not shake. They will not be pushed by an unbeliever to behave in the manner they shouldn't behave, which a lot of us, most of the time, we do. Somebody is just coming on the way. You have already put in your mind today, I'm going to be making tasbih to Allah as I'm going to walk. You are making tasbih to Allah and you are going. Somebody just see you on the way, cross you and hit you. Then you start reacting. Then he is now your teacher. He is now your teacher. Don't allow anybody to take you off the course of the truth, no matter who he is. The prophet never allowed it. Ashiddaw al-kufari. Ruhamaw bainahum. And they are compassionate with one another. Again, this is the quality and attribute of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because if you are with him, you are serving him, he will so spoil you that you forget that he is the prophet. Sayyidina Anas served him. Anas bin Malik served the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, I served the prophet for 9 years. He never told me on what I did, why did you do this? He never told me on something that I did not do, why did you not do this? He never blamed me. I never saw any person like him, before him, after him, forever. That's how the prophet is. That's why people that are with him, they find it difficult to stay with another person after leaving the prophet. Because he takes you as a friend. He takes you very close to him. You wouldn't know his status. So you can easily forget what his status is. And that's how Muslims are. Ruhama'u bainahum. Your driver is a Muslim like you. Stand and pray together with him. Eat with him. Drink with him. Share your jokes with him. And so what? And most importantly, tarahum sujjadan. Rukkan sujjadan yaftaguna fadla min Allahi wa ridwana. Anytime you see them, rukkan sujjadan, you are always seeing them bowing to Allah, prostrating to Allah. What are they doing? Yaptaguna fadlan min Allah wa ridwana, seeking the bounties of Allah and seeking that Allah should be pleased with him. Laka sadaqallahu rasul, laka radiyallahu anhu izjibayunaka. They are looking for Allah to be pleased with him. They are looking for the bounties of Allah and they are looking that Allah should be pleased with them. What will they do for Allah to be pleased with them? When Allah said, Tarehum ruka'an sujjadan, tell me during Hajj period, or now that there is where Ramadan, that Umrah is in its height, go to the satellite, watch people today praying in Kaaba. Look at how they are plenty. When they are all going for ruku, you all see all of them at the same time. For when they are going for sujada, all of them at the same time, they prostrate. Do you see something as beautiful like that in the whole world, in the whole universe? Do you see anything like that? Let any other religion come and show us something like that, where everybody bow at the same time. They all prostrate at the same time. You see it at the same time. Beautiful, well arranged. Have you ever seen anything like that? These are people that followed the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are the people that are with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The way he is foremost in submitting himself to Allah, those that follow him are also foremost today in the universe in doing the same thing. Tarehum ruka'an sujjadan yabtaguna fadlan. When they are in their sujada, they are so tranquil. When they are in their ruku, they are so tranquil that their mind is enough for Allah to know what they want, even if they don't say anything. And they want Allah to please with them. That's why the Prophet said, "Thumma raka'a hatta tatma'inna raqi'an." Then when it comes to sujada, he said, "Hatta tatma'inna sajidan." When you come to ruku, make sure when you go to ruku, you are not in a hurry. You bow, stay there until your mind is tranquil. When you are in sujada, the same thing, you will feel it. And when you are in sujada, leave all yourself to Allah. Don't hold yourself. No, just leave it. And let your mind go to the messages Allah has passed on you when you are standing in Fatiha and Surah. Stay there. Be making tasbih to Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. And have your mind tranquil. That is the time you are looking for the bounty of Allah, and at the same time, you are asking Allah for his pleasure. Yabtaguna fadla min Allahi wa ridwana. Simehum fi wujuhihim min athar sujud. The followers of those that are with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't have to ask. They have a symbol. They have something that differentiates them. Where is it? Fi wujuhihim. Let me ask you, if somebody is always with the president, when you see him, you don't know. When he's coming to, you see the siren after him. When he opens his hand to give, you see plenty of money coming out. Because that's how the government is. Anybody that are with the president, they are always with money. Anybody that's with the Prophet is always with light. If you are with the Prophet, when people see you, you don't have to tell them. They see the decorum on you. They see how comeliness in you. They see how you are so humble and the light will show in you. Because of their constant prostration to Allah. What Allah says is what they are following. They have subjected themselves. They have nothing except what Allah has said. They have nothing except what the Prophet has said. Always is salati, always is istighfar, always is la ilaha illallah, always is salah, always is recitation of the Quran. So when you see them, you can see they may be dark in complexion, but with darkness that is humble, that is handsome, that is comely. Look at Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz. Anybody, even people that have never prayed, when they see his picture, they love him. Because they are looking at the light of the Prophet in him. But those that don't know about the light of the Prophet, when they see him, they don't see anything. Just like people in Makkah at that time. They see the Prophet, they didn't see the light in him. But the Muslims, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Because when you are with light, the light will touch you. سِمِعُهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. This description of those with the Prophet ﷺ that I have given you, Allah is telling you, in a Torah, in the Old Testament, that is how they were also described. They were described in their attributes, in their meaning. But if you want to see their attributes in physical form, even this one was described like that in the New Testament, in the Bible. وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ كَزَرْعٍ. It's like a seed that is planted. كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ. That germinates and come out. فَآزَرَهُ. And come together and strengthen one another as it's coming out. The stalks are strengthening one another. The leaves are strengthening one another. Faster glaza, and it becomes very thick. Faster way Allah sukhi, then it now comes farm and it goes up on its own stalk or on its own column. At the time that it has, the leaves have come out, it has covered one another, it has become thick, it has become strong, it has come up. At that time, you see the greenery is so green. Even the person that planted it, when you come, you stay, you are seeing it, you forget yourself because it's so beautiful to look at. This is what I just planted now. And your enemies that didn't like you, when they see your farm is so green, it's so strong, it's fluffy, they are not happy. The same thing with these Muslims. The Prophet was just the only one that started this message. Then the wife, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Ali, then Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, Bilal, Zayd bin Haris, all of them, they are coming. Later on, Sayyidina Umar, like the leaves of the plant, they are just coming, getting stronger, and become thick. Now see them now. Go to Makkah now. Open your television and see those that followed. Look at how big it is now. And every day Islam is increasing. It's the only religion that is increasing in the world. No religion can increase because it is not truth. It's not based on any truth. How can somebody tell you that Allah is a human being? You too are a human being. You know you are not God. You eat. Why do you eat? Where do you eat? Because you don't have the capacity. God has no capacity. When you are hungry, you have to eat. You are weak. You drink water. Jesus Christ and the mother, they used to eat now. Because they don't have the capacity to stay without hunger. None of the prophets has the capacity to stay without eating. Allah did not give them that capacity. And they tell you human beings is God. How? Where is your common sense? Masalam fil injil kazarin akhraja shat'ahu fa azarahu fastaglaza fastawi ala suki yujibu zurra liya giza bin kufar wadallahu allazina amanu wa amilu salihati minhum makfiratan wa ajran azima. All of them, Allah said, they have forgiveness. But those of them that are foremost, amanu, that are foremost in their faith, because faith increases. Yarfa'illahu allazina amanukum wallazina utul ilma darajat. Faith increases. The more knowledge you have, it increases. The more worship you have, it increases. That's how it continues. Wa'adallahu, Allah said, he promises. Allazina amanu wa'amilu salihat minhum, that believe, carry out righteous work. He promised them, these people, makfiratan, a type of forgiveness that is not known. Because forgiveness is better than paradise. Like I was telling you, how do you feel if you have offended somebody before? You are in the same town. He's your friend, but you are offending him. You belittled him. He came to ask you for something. The time you have, you didn't care. He asked you, follow me somewhere. I'm going to get married. You didn't follow him. He was asking several times. You didn't do. Then suddenly, you saw him rise. They say he becomes the governor. And anytime he comes, he sends for you. You sit down. What's your problem? He gives you this. He gives you this. Then you remember what you did to him. Yeah. Even what I did to him, don't worry, don't worry. That one is past. You see, when he said that, your mind is happier than what he has given you by that time. That's the kind of forgiveness Allah is talking about. You are in paradise. You see Allah giving you faiza ra'aita, thumma ra'aita, na'iman, wa mulkan kabira. Allah gave you paradise. You see it. It's so big. You look everywhere. And then you start thinking. There was a time I said I was going to pray to Allah. I forgot even Allah. I was thinking of nonsense. There was a time I did this sin. Then Allah said, I have forgiven you. You feel that happiness. You feel that coolness in your heart at that time. Wa ajran azima. And such a gift that is magnificent, is great reward. Allah said, I'm going to give you. So here, this is the closing verse of this surah. This great surah that Allah told us in it that he had given Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam an imminent victory. a near victory that finally will lead to an absolute victory. Today's the absolute victory of the prophet today is not questionable. Anybody who has common sense, look at all religion. Which one is universal today? Which one is universal today? That all tribes, they are there. Big, small, they are there. This is why some of our Muslim brothers that are trying to show that Islam is a religion of the rich, they should stop it. We want to build a school where only the rich can take their children to, and they say it's an Islamic school. That is not the community of the prophet. When you go to where the prophet's community is, everybody is there. The rich is there. The poor is there. The dirty is there. The neat is there. The wayward is there. This one is taken from this. This one is taken from this. The wayward is improving his habit. Let us be very careful. Because some people, they want to have a mosque that is so neat. They don't want to see anybody who is a beggar around. This is not the community of the prophet. The community of the prophet is a community that everybody in the universe is there. Because it's built on faith in Allah and in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And we saw how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led the expedition and had patience and did not get what they were looking for, but got what Allah was looking for. That is the whole issue. That's what Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said. Taqwa is for you imtisal al-awamir wa ijtinab an-nawahi min haythu yarda. This is what this surah is saying. For you to fear Allah, do what he asks you to do, abandon what he asks you to abandon, looking at Allah to see, is he pleased? Is this what he wants to do at that moment? The Sahabat, they wanted to enter and go and do Umrah. Who asked them to do Umrah? Allah. Who showed them who showed the Prophet in the dream? Allah. But Allah did not want them to do it at that time. If they had known that inna rabbaka labil mirsad, and they were at the stage of muraqabah, they would have known that Allah is testing them. He doesn't want them to enter there. But the Prophet was looking at Allah. The Prophet took himself away from the equation. The equation that there is infinity. Where is he? Where are you? No matter what you add to infinity is what? No matter what you subtract from the infinity is what? So it's only when it conforms. So if you are reading the Quran, at the time it conforms to when Allah wants you to read it, you will find that the meaning you get is not easy for anybody to get to contemplate. That's why there is time for Salah. There is time for fasting. There is time for Zakah. There is time for Hajj. Well, what of Zikr? All the time is the time for Zikr. All the time is the time for Zikr. So let us follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and let us know this. Let us tell people, Muhammadun Rasulullah. He's the messenger of Allah. And he's praiseworthy. Bring any person that is praiseworthy as him. Whether you like to praise him, that's your business. We will continue to praise him until the last breath leaves our. And even the hereafter, we'll stand still praising him. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyar said, even in the hereafter, I will bring out my diwani and I'll be reading it out in front of the Prophet. Because Allah says he's praiseworthy. That they come and tell Allah that he's not praiseworthy. Let us see.
Surah Al-Hujurat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم.
سورة الهجرات مدنية وهي 18 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. This surah it was not revealed immediately after this surah that we passed, but in arrangement, Angel Gabriel told the Prophet it was arranged after this surah, because the whole Quran now, we are now the one holding the Quran now, and is training us, and Allah is our Rabb that is educating us, nurturing us, making sure we are growing gently, up, up. Don't allow yourself to go down. Always be growing. The human body will grow up to a point and stop. The work is supposed to do, it does it finish. Your intellectual power should continue to grow. Your mind should continue to grow until you leave this world. Here, the Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he praised the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that were the Prophet, for obeying the Prophet, even though their mind was not settled on it. We can see their mind was not settled on going back, but they obeyed the Prophet. Do they want their mind to be settled next time? Because Allah was the one that saved them. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah is the one that brought tranquility on them at that time. If not, they will have all left. For that tranquility, do you want to be having it? How do you have it? This surah will tell you how to be having that tranquility. This surah goes ahead to now train those that are with the Prophet and tell them what they should do, what they should not do. So at all the time, their mind is at rest, is at tranquil. That's why this surah will deal with all the shade of things that take you away from Allah: tribalism, nepotism, selfishness, greed. You love something, you forget yourself. It starts by saying this. This is 18 verses. These 18 verses, as if it's 1,800 verses. Meaning, if you memorize it and you can work with it, it is difficult to see somebody who has a better character to you than you in this world. It will be difficult. It will be difficult. If a portion of Muslims can just come together and work with this, Allah will give them strength over the rest of them. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Oh, you, Allah is calling, Nida'an. Allah is calling all of you that you say you believe in Allah and the Prophet. La tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulihi. Don't go in front of Allah and His Messenger. Wattaqullah, fear Allah. Inna Allah sami'un alim. Allah is hearing. He has knowledge. How do you go in front of Allah? How do you go in front of the Prophet? Don't take decision. Allow Allah to take decision for you. Don't take decision. Allow the Prophet to take decision for you. Even today, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to enter the mosque and teach his companions istikhara, the way he teaches them salah. If you want to do anything, you think that thing is important, go and make istikhara. What is istikhara? Allah, I want to do something. I don't know the truth of it, but it's good to me. That's why I want to do it. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi kudratika. Inni astakhiruka bi ilmika astakhiruka bi kudratika. Was'aluka bi fadlika al-azim. Fa innaka taqdir wa la aqdir. Wa ta'lamu wa la a'lam. Wa anta allamul ghuyub. Allah, I'm asking you with your knowledge. I'm asking for your knowledge in this matter. I'm asking you for your ability that is limitless ability of this matter. You are the one that predestined, I don't predestine. You are the one that know, oh Allah, I don't know. This affair I want to do, if it will be good for me now, for my future, for my world, for my hereafter, Allah ordain it for me and make me to be able to go ahead and carry it out. If not, Allah replace it with something better for me. Don't just stand and say, I want to do this. I want to do that. The worst is you have to say what Allah said. Satadkhuluna al-jannata al-harama insha'Allah. Say insha'Allah. So you cannot say insha'Allah. If that thing did not come true, then you come back now, you are annoyed with the person. Then you have gone in front of Allah now. Because some people are looking for something. Maybe they want to marry a lady. Maybe they are looking for work. Then you went to the person. Best, okay, bring your application. Five of you are applying. I'll try my best. Inshallah, you get it. Then you don't get it. Then you go, you are complaining about. This person says he will help me. He didn't help me. He went to give it to somebody else. Didn't you say inshallah? What Allah wills is not enough for you. Do you know the future? Wallahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. So don't go in front of Allah in anything. Even you are seeking admission, go and make istihara. You are going to leave for work, go and make istihara. There are people that even if they are going to the mosque, they are going to the market to buy, they make istihara. Their money is in their hand, but they will still make istihara. So Allah will choose for them when they enter the market what to buy and bless it for them. لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. When he said بين يدي الله ورسوله, what is the meaning of this? Don't choose in front of Allah, بين يدي الله, and in front of the Prophet, which means you are always in front of Allah and the Prophet. This Quran, pa. This is what it says. Which you are in front of Allah, you are in front of the Prophet. Don't choose. Don't precede them in what you want to do. Allow them to be in front, then follow. There, tarehum rukka and sujadan. Allah said, you always see them bowing and prostrating. When Satan was talking, he said, la'ati annahum min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shama'ilihim fala tajidu aktharahum shakirin. He didn't mention up, he didn't mention down. Why? Because from up is where the rahmah of Allah is coming. When you are praying, you are always having your hand asking for rahmah of Allah. From down is where you go close to Allah. Fasjud waqtarib. Allah said, prostrate. Come close. The two of them is command. Allah is asking you, come close. So Satan did not go through there. He can't. Up, he can't. But in front of you, he can easily come. So don't allow Satan to be in front of you. Instead of you to see Allah, you are seeing Satan. Wattaqullah, therefore, fear Allah. Taqwa is what Allah asks you to do. Do it. What he asks you to leave, leave it. And like we said, you do it to please Allah. Inna Allah sami'un alim. For sure, know this. Allah is hearing every of your movements. What you say, you don't say. Allah knows everything about you, even what is in your mind. Mama took this to do.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجاروا له بالقول كجار بعضكم لبعض طاب أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Allah is now calling again. Each of the time he say يا أيها الذين آمنوا. When he say يا أيها الذين آمنوا, it's nidaan. It's like it's calling all of you that are moving. You see, it's calling. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم. Focus on the Nabi. Don't raise your voice above the voice of the Messenger of Allah. Above the voice of the Prophet of Allah. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. And don't speak loud when you are speaking in front of him. كَجَهَرِ بَعْدِكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ. Like one of you used to talk loud when you are talking to your friend. أَنْ تَحَبَتُ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. That your work should perish without you knowing. Here, Allah have told us we shouldn't go in front of Allah, and the Prophet is now saying we shouldn't raise our voice above the voice of the Prophet. How do you raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet? Is it that he is talking, you are talking? No. The Prophet has told you something. You notice what the Prophet said. Then you do something that is contrary to his, which means you are taking your own voice and putting it above the voice of the Prophet. Look at Allah, he's telling the Prophet. Wasbir li hukmi rabbika. Allah has taken a decision. Have patience. Wasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min al-rusul. Have patience like those big servants of Allah, those prime servants of Allah, the prophets, had patience. So Allah talks to the prophet. The prophet too, has told us several things. The prophet will say something, he say, but what? Do you want your own statement to be above that of the prophet? Like today, he say we have constitution. The constitution bar is like speaking above the statement of the prophet. If we have a choice and we don't change it, it's a sin for. What constitution is that? Written by people that are going to toilet, that are always urinating in their pants, that are always sleeping. Some of them are even drunkards. They come together, they are the one to tell us how we should live our life. And what Allah, how Allah said we should live our life, and what how the prophet showed us to live our life, we put it behind. La tarfa'u aswatakum. Don't raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you are in the house of assembly, whether state or national, and you are a Muslim, present a bill that is synonymous with the voice of the Prophet. Not a bill synonymous with the voice of Americans because you want to please them. They will perish and you will perish with them. Because a lot of our politicians today, they just want to please the West. That's all. So that nobody will ban them from having said to go to America, to go to England. What are you doing with it? And unfortunately, our brothers too, the Saudi Arabians, they are following the same thing. If you have an American visa and you have a British visa, a UK visa, you can just walk into Saudi Arabia, you get your visa at the airport, nobody will stop you. But if you are a Nigerian, you must get your visa here before you go. If not, nobody will allow you to enter. Why? Let us put the voice of the prophet above any other voice. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. If you are going to talk to the prophet, don't shout. There was this Sabit bin Qais al-Shammas. He has a loud voice. His voice naturally is not a low tone voice. When this verse was revealed, he went and he locked himself in the room. He refused to come out. The voice of the Prophet said, "Where is Sabit?" "Oh, Prophet, since that time this verse was revealed, he has refused to come out." He said, "He's already perished." That he used to talk to you like this, and this, which all the while he has no work. Prophet said, "Go and call him." They meant that he has locked his door. Say, "Bring him out." They brought him out. He said he will not come. Say, "Tell him. Is he not happy that he will live a good and fruitful life and he will die as a shaheed and enter paradise? Go and tell him that." When he heard that, he came running to the Prophet last summer. So my life will be good. I'm going to die as a shaheed. He was so happy. And he died finally as a shaheed during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, when he went to the war that was against Muslim al-Kazab. Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, when the people of Tamim came to Islamize, Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, "Oh Prophet, why don't you?" No, Sayyidina Bakr was telling Sayyidina Umar, "Look, Accra should be the one that should lead the community. Because whenever a community comes to Islamize, the Prophet will look at somebody that is humble among them, that has leadership quality, and say, 'Go and lead your community.'" Sayyidina Umar said, "No, Accra should be the one to lead." So then they were like, "No, this one has this quality, this one has." In their doing that, they raised their voices. Don't raise your voices. Wait for the prophet to choose. From then on, if Sayyidina Abu Bakr is talking, he talks very quietly to the prophet, that sometimes the prophet has to bend his ears to listen. All this we are being told to be careful. This prophet that Allah has granted us is not our mate, pa. He's a messenger of Allah, pa. But a noble person goes with anybody with him in a noble manner. One day, a visitor came visiting a people. After he passed through the door and he entered, he met the man and his family sitting down. They have never seen the visitor, but they knew a visitor was coming. The visitor too has never met them. The man said, Kai, I'm making salama to you. You noble people of noble character. Ta'a. They looked, they said, we've never met. How do you know we have noble character? He said, I knew from the people at the gate. From them, I knew you are noble people because of their behavior. When people have behaved, they behave anyhow to him. There was no fear in them. They just, you are okay, come, go, and get, you know. Then he from there, he knew that this man does not treat his slaves with harshness. That's what was displayed in their behavior. If you have a driver, go with him. He's your brother. Even if he's not a Muslim, be nice to him. If he's a Muslim, pray with him, eat with him. So that's how the Prophet is with us. Azizun alayhi ma anittum, harisun alaykum. If the Prophet was to be with, if you are to be with the Prophet, you will forget he's the Prophet. Believe me, you will forget. Because he will be so nice to you that you will think that he's an ordinary man like you. The wives used to raise their voices with him. The Prophet would talk, say, no, I don't agree, it's not like this. I used to ask Sayyida Bilqis, I said, how did you live with this great man, Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz? He said, no, you pull her, the one that was, when he was alive, I didn't care. I just talk anyhow to her, to him. And when I shout, he would just smile and come. He said, until after he left this world, before I knew that, this is my husband. He said, I never knew my husband until after he left this world. Because he will be joking with me, come and eat. He will be speaking my language. He will learn some part of my language, come and eat. If I say, don't do this, it's okay, I hear. He said, there was even a day he was dressed going for Friday prayer during Ramadan, and he took a perfume and perfumed himself. I said, how can you perfume yourself in Ramadan? Do you have fast qua? He said, I have read a lot of books, but my knowledge is not up to where they say, perfume is not part of it. He said, and I took it, that his knowledge, I took it seriously. I did not know. So this is how these people are. They are so humble that if you are staying with them, like I have one of the servants of Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz was my friend. Osagana, may Allah be pleased with him. He used to sleep on the same bed with Sheikh. He didn't care. Sheikh would lie down, and he too, he would lie down and be sleeping. It was later on, Musa knew that it was the humility of Sheikh. So this is how the Prophet is. So it's very easy for you to raise your voice with forgetting. That's why Allah is warning people. This is my messenger, pa. Don't be very careful with him. Just like you call one another. Me that I took him as my messenger. Have you ever seen anywhere in the Quran I say, Ya Muhammad? Ya Ahmad? Yasin, Tahe, Ya Ayuhal Rasul, Ya Ayuhal Muzzammil, Ya Ayuhal Muddassir. But you are just talking. Some of them, they say, no, his name is Muhammad bin Abdullah. They just call his name anyhow. Be very careful. Ant habato amalakum. You do that. From where you don't know, your work will come down. No, you are still a Muslim. You don't know that by your disrespect, you have broken down some of your work.
إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم.
إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى lahum makfaratun wa ajrun azim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is now saying, inna alladhina yaghudduna aswatahum, after hearing this my message, for sure these ones yaghudduna aswatahum, that are lowering their voice so much, in the Rasulullah, when they are with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulaika alladhina imtahana Allahu qulubahum litaqwa, they are the ones that Allah has tested their mind to know if there is piety in it. Lahum makfiratun. This is good. I grant them a special forgiveness. Wa ajrun azim. And a reward that is just, not just big reward, but a great reward. Azim. Here, after Sayyidina Abu Bakr had that wala tajharu lahu biqawli kajari barikum li barin anta abata amalakum wa antum la tash'urun, they started talking to the prophet with lowered voice, like we have heard of the case of Sabit bin Qais. He to his side, all of them decided lowering their voice. Allah said, disciple, ulaika alladhina imtahana Allahu qulubahum litaqwa, they are the ones that Allah examined, put them through an examination and they passed. Means their taqwa is accepted by Allah. Lahum makfaratun wa ajrun azim. Not ajrun kawai, ajrun azim. They have great reward from Allah. So whenever we hear of any verse from the Quran, let's quickly work with it. Not later on. No, immediately. Let's work with it.
إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون.
إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون. إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات, those of them that are calling on to you, behind the rooms of your wives, aksarhum la yaqilun, most of them, they have no common sense, or they are not thinking well, or they have no good intellect. Allah is talking to the companions of the Prophet. Allah is talking to the companions of the Prophet. All the companions of the Prophet, no matter how a wali is, it's not up to them. No matter your worship, you're not up to any sahabat. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he said, فَأَمَالُنَا مَعَهُمْ كَمَا قَالَ شَيْخُنَا قَتَيْرُ قَطَاتٍ مَا دُبَيْبُ نُمَيْلَتِي. He said, the work we are doing today, memorize the Quran. This Sahabat knew only two surah or one surah, Alantara Kefa, Lilafi, that's all he knows. You memorize the whole Quran. He doesn't teach to fast except Ramadan. You fast all days of your life except eat this. He doesn't use to stand up at night. You stand up all the night, do all the worship. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, our work, compared to any of them, their work, is like the eagle flying and the small ant moving. The eagle that is flying, can you compare the speed of it to the ant moving? He said, we are like the ant moving. The Sahabas are like the eagles flying. So this verse is to the Sahabat. Inna lezina yunaduna kamim warai al-khujarat aksarahum la yaakilun. Here, it is this akra. When they came, these people of Tamim, they were shouting at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying, ya Muhammad, ikhruj lana. Oh Muhammad, come out. We want to see you. Come out. Come out. We want to see you. And the Prophet was in the room of one of his wives. And the Bedouin Arab is part of their character. When they come, they have no patience. Oh Abdullah, come out. I came to see you. Come out. Allah does not like this. To the Prophet, this surah got its name from this, Hujurat. Hujur is one room the room of the wife of the Prophet, all the rooms together is Hujarat. So those that are calling the Prophet, just calling his name, come out. Again, Allah is teaching us. When you want to call on the Prophet, say Sayyidina Muhammad. Sayyidina Muhammad. Don't just call the name and say, it doesn't matter. You see your mate? Try it. Go to the public. Maybe you are a vice chancellor. Or no, maybe you are even a minister. And the president is there. Just call his name. Say, we are here with Bola Tinubu. Don't say Your Excellency. If you can, dare it now. Dare it if you can't. If you can. When it came to the Prophet, you can say, Muhammad Abdullah, you can just say it like that. This is what they do. You forgot that you are in front of Allah and the Prophet. But when you are in the public and the president is there, you say, Your Excellency, the Aswaju of this of that, Alhaji, Bola, Tinubu, this. But it's difficult for you to just say Sayyidina Muhammad. It's so difficult. That's why when we are making our salat, we say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Give this respect. He's our master. Yes, he said we are his brothers. He said we are his followers. But to us, he's our master. We are not up to a slave in front of him. Whatever he asks us to do, we do. If his saliva comes out, we take it. We bless ourselves with it. We rub ourselves. If we can eat it, we eat it. Anything that comes out of him, to us, is halal and tayyiban mubarakan. Inna ladina yunadunaka, O Prophet, those of them that are calling you from your room, shouting on you to come. Aksarahum, most of them, la yaqilun, they have no common sense. They are not using intellect, they are intellectual things. Okay. So today is Friday, we are going for zikr. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah grant us good manners. Good manners before Allah, good manners before the Prophet, good manners before our parents, good manners before our elders. May Allah forgive us our sins, our past sins, and our future sins. May Allah forgive them to us. May Allah make us to be in the community of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah strengthen our faith and increase us in faith. May Allah increase our knowledge of the Quran and grant us the strength to work with it. May Allah increase the strength of Islam. May Allah increase Islam in this world. May He strengthen Muslims. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those that are assisting Muslims, may Allah assist them. All those that are assisting Islam with proper knowledge, may Allah assist them. All those that are trying to divide Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah increase all of us in knowledge. May Allah forgive our parents and forgive our ulama and forgive our teachers and teachers of our teachers. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah reward all the sahabas, what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to stay in, what we are going to write. May Allah provide all of them for us. May Allah Ta'ala make us to leave this world with the statement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim lillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih al-Mawqif al-Khatim lima sabaqa nasul haqq wal haqq wal hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa ala ali haqqa qadrihi miqdaril azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.